Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
It has begun.
All right.
It's a hump day Wednesday. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long's off today. And a lot of stuff we're going to go over today is like the middle of the week. It's kind of, I think Wednesday we do the hockey, you know, talk about some NBA. So it's like.
It's nice that you guys throw me a bone.
Well, I mean, the NBA kind of gets thrown in there too every once in a while.
More than hockey, yes.
Yeah, you're right. That's fair. But if we don't have our hockey expert Rob here, then why would we even talk hockey?
No. I don't know.
No, but it is kind of like during football season. Monday is going to be Ravens-centric, like nonstop. Oh, yeah. And then you're trying to fill in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before you get back to, hey, it's Friday. Now we're talking about the next Ravens game.
Well, there's always firings and
yeah, things that keep you going.
Was one.
The hot button topics in the offseason for baseball and all. I mean, there's just so many stories that come out. We're going to talk about Justin Tucker today. So I don't know about you. I'll start this off. So I told you I had a kind of a busy day yesterday with appointments and different things. And then I spoke to a Raven's Nest out in Bel Air at the Miller's Ale House. That was fun.
I was supposed to do that one. I believe it was that one. Every time it's scheduled, I had a surgery. You know how the last year has been for me. Twice. I said, no, I just had this done, and I'm not in the state. I'll get back. I'll do it then. And then, bang, another one.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, when I got there, I said, Ed, he hates doing these, so he's been lying to you guys the entire time. So that's why I got to, no. They're great people. They're fun out there. The thing that I like, too, is like when you go out to some of these Ravens nests, when people ask a lot of questions, whether they're, like, it just keeps the talking going. And I kept doing, we're back in this little room at Miller's Ale House, and anytime the server would come in, like waiter, bartender, Tim, you got the full rack of ribs? And I'm like, Tim, where's Tim? And I'm screaming for him, like right in the middle of my conversation. I just stop and start, Tim, get these ribs. You know, so we were having a good time last night. I met up with my best friend and saw the new Predators movie.
Hey, how was that?
It's really cool.
Really?
I mean, it's kind of weird following around, like, I don't know how much people know, you're following around a Predator who is going to a different world to kill something, to bring it back. And, you know, get his, as they call it, a cloak, your invisibility thing. So it's like they show you the Predator families. And it was really entertaining. Like it's what every Jurassic Park movie should be. Thousands of people dying, thousands of animals dying.
Really?
Like it's PG-13 and there's so much violence. And I guess they get away with it because it's green blood and technically robots.
No, they get away with it because they didn't show a nipple.
Oh.
That's it.
I saw the Predator's nipples. Joe, can you isolate that? I don't know when you can use that, but I think it should be good at some time. God, I would laugh my ass off if he played that line. But no, we went to the movie, had a good time.
Look who's here.
Yeah, it's what time is it?
It's 6:07.
What time does the 6 o'clock show start there, sweetheart?
5:30.
Then is right. It starts at 5:30.
She's late every day.
There's a rule in this building. You're not late unless you get here after Gina Crash.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Yeah. 20 years, I don't think that's happened.
I love that I sit here because I get to see her walk in every single day like, what time is it? She's like you can't set your alarm 10 minutes earlier, Gina.
You got your notebook there?
Yeah. You see, somebody else came up to me yesterday. Was talking about all my little sheets of paper. Oh, man. But no, it was an interesting day. I got home late, watched a little NBA and some college football. My hockey streak ended. I was 6 in a row going into yesterday.
Yeah.
Hit my first game as it went to overtime at 2-2, under 5.5.
Damn Canucks.
And those Canucks, you stupid Canadian. What is it? What is a Canuck?
It's actually a derogatory term when we use it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like someone calls us Yankees, Yanks.
Oh, I thought it's like...
It's for Canadians. It's a slang term for Canadians.
I thought you were going to tell me it's like the Jewish thing when you don't say that's a... You know what I mean?
Kind of is.
Yeah, I found out the hard way on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Canuck, it's just a slang term for Canadian. But, you know...
Go like, Canuck
like
yourself.
Like foreigners call us Yanks. You don't even have to be from the North. It's just, you know...
Yeah.
But...
Go Canuck yourself. Those guys, so I was going to be 8 in a row, and I lost that one. But anyway, we'll get to all this stuff later. What did you do yesterday? You got a busy day today.
Yeah. It's been a tough couple of days for me. I did more of that yesterday, basically. I met a bunch of my police buddies. You know, my buddy Tony Barksdale passed. You know, people know him as the deputy mayor. I know him as my close friend who was my protege in the police department.
By the way, I could listen to Ed tell story. Like he's told me with the past 2 days, probably about 15 different stories about things that have gone on and why you loved the guy, why he loved you, and then the bond that you had.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of little things, you know, just besides the fact he was a great. He's the reason people pay taxes, honestly. Because people always bitch about the police. Go F yourselves, all you haters out there. You know, that's a fraction of a fraction of people who join those departments. There's some bad ones, 100%. But there's some great ones. He was one of them. And those are the people that protect you from what's out there. And he was one of those guys. And thank you, lucky stars, they're out there, all of us. But there was that. And so I chose him. He's real smart. And he got it. You know, and he was driven from here, West Baltimore guy, really driven. Physically imposing, which always helps in that job. His nickname was Hurricane. You saw a picture of me and him. He's big. He looks like the box I came in. You know, he's a big guy. And it's funny. He liked clothing too. So we bonded over that.
Oh, so I wouldn't have liked him. No, I'm kidding. you guys have been talking over here.
He told his girlfriend and his mom. There's a story about we had to go to Canada for a police, you know, chief's convention or whatever, and we have to go through New York State. So the best outlet shopping, which you could care less about, is in upstate New York, Woodbury Commons. They have Japanese tourists going there from Manhattan. They have buses that go up there. It's fantastic.
It's not expensive?
Yes. Well, it's not. It's the price are great, but it's not like the Gap, you know, and like the Levi's. They have all that stuff, but it's like Louis Vuitton, Hermes, or Versace.
Do they have like a Gabriel Brothers up there, like a shirt with three arms in it, and it's got discounted because they added an extra one, or the buttons are off or something?
But it's funny, there's a story about his birthday. We went up there, and I bought him. I took him to Dunhill. Do you know Dunhill?
I know that name.
Yeah, sure. You've seen it. It's a very, very upscale British brand, like Burberry.
Yeah, yeah.
Burberry.
Okay, yeah.
How would you say Burberry?
Burberry?
No, say it British.
Burberry.
There you go.
Blueberry.
So we went to Dunhill, and I bought him a wallet for his birthday. Because I couldn't afford these in a store. But but there, you can, because of a fraction. And I got one. I get to the wake Monday. His mom says, so where's your wallet? I said, I didn't have it today.
That
today
one?
I have it. This one.
That's... See? Oh, yeah. Everybody can see his lady's wallet. Yeah. No, are they unisex? The lady...
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This is when men were actually gentlemen and wore sport jackets and suits.
You got purses.
It's a suit wallet. You don't even carry a wallet, you savage.
Dude, look. Here, I'm on camera.
Yeah, show everybody how your fancy wallet.
There it is. Money, gum, cards, it's like business cards. Health insurance.
Everything that's important to you
is in my pocket.
Is in your sweatpants.
By the way, I purposely wore sweatpants today because I knew you were dressing up.
So let's finish. I was with my cop friends. They were heading to the viewing last night. We had a couple of cigars first, and then I went home. I passed out early. It's been a stressful couple of days. That's it's been stressful, and I've been busy. I don't feel well. I have kidney stone. If I gill around anything, I got gas. I got bad breath. I got a pimple.
You might have to pull that clip back up.
I'm dying today. But I have so much pain. Oh, say it's worse than childbirth. I believe them. But I have to speak at the funeral today. I'm honored to speak at the funeral today. So I'll be there.
No, I had therapy yesterday. I have therapy every Tuesday. And it's funny, my therapist is going out of town, so it's going to be my first week not having it in like 2 years almost. Mm-hmm. And we were talking, and we got into the conversation, and I said, I've always wanted to be... Or I'd like to think I'm the type of person, and I hate using 9/11 as an example, but mm-hmm. it's the perfect example. The people that are really willing to run up those stairs and the people that are coming down. And I'd like to think in a situation I'd be one of the guys running up the stairs, but you don't know until you're put in it.
I think you would, knowing you,
I think so. I mean, I've got this, what's the word? I see the world differently.
You seem like they have that altruistic streak where you would help.
That's
you
always, the word
you
I was
help,
looking
help
for.
Others.
I just learned it this week, altruistic.
You just learned it this moment.
Yes.
But you're right, because I had a moment like that when I was very young. I think it was 22, 23. I told you that shootout on 33rd, right by the garden. 33rd, right by Madison Square. It dead ends into the garden. That street, they didn't have local knowledge. The robbers got caught in traffic. End up couldn't go anywhere, so they end up shooting detective.
You told me this story. Yeah,
yeah. Quickly, it was four. Just at the change of shifts, I just pick up my coffee and my whatever. Me and my partner are in the corner of 7th Avenue, 33rd. You hear shots fired, screaming over the radio. It's this is not a 911 call. This is on the radio. Shots fired. You know, 3, 3, 6, 7, and we're like. Start trucking down the street. We're young. We could run. And everybody, it looked like a Dino De Laurentiis movie. Everybody's running the other way. And we're running at it. And after it was over, I'm like, wow, but 2,000 people running away and about 8 were running at it.
I mean, that's kind of the point I was getting to about him is like when you're talking about Tony, it's a matter of those type of people. You got good people that are trying to do good things. And all of a sudden, because of certain aspects of life and different police officers and what goes on in different areas that it makes everyone bad. And I think, I just think it's one of the toughest jobs. I told you before, like nowadays, I don't know why anybody would want to get into that profession with how
treat it.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. We got more to get to today. Want to hear from you guys. 410-583-1057. My call screener is working today. It's great.
Good. Is your
my
camera working?
Working? Everything's working. Oh. Oh, Rob's not working. Oh, what? Everything but Rob is working today. I think Rob will be back tomorrow, though. But coming up next, Ravens and Browns. We get that game coming up Sunday. The Browns have won 3 of the last 5 against the Ravens in Cleveland. Ravens are an 8.5-point favorite. Does an upset concern you? I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
All right, welcome back in. Big Bad Morning Show. Going to talk some Ravens. You want to join 410-583-1057. I'll go out to the phone lines in just a second. But, Ed, let's start off with this. You know, you look at the Browns and how they've played the Ravens the past couple of years, winning three of the last five in Cleveland. Ravens are an 8.5-point favorite. I was just trying to go to update where the money's coming in. But, by the way, guys, more times than not, when you see a big favorite, the money's going to be coming in on them. Unless people think that line is just way too high, and that doesn't usually happen in the NFL. It's more like basketball, and people are, oh my God, they're getting how many points?
But yeah.
In the NFL on Sunday, it is interesting to look at the matchups we have because it's a matter of who's good and who's not. But the Ravens are one of the biggest favorites on the road. You got a couple of games this week that I think you could look at as far as people were talking about, like survivor pools and things, because I know the Ravens might be a selection for some people. But I would sit here and say, I think Thursday night football is the best in New England.
Is that Jets New England?
Yes, I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Why can't I? I got it on Sunday now.
It's on your little paper.
Yeah, it's not written. It's not on that paper yet. I got to write it down.
Did I say paper?
It's not on my papers. The papers. Get the papers. Yeah. It's the Jets and Pats tomorrow night. The other big favorite would be Detroit over the Giants, but there's probably... Or I'm sorry, that's next week. The Lions play the Eagles this week. But there's a lot of like 3 and 4 point spreads where the road team's favored. The best spot would be Thursday night football with New England. The only reason I'm bringing that up is we're doing this segment. So you guys don't forget, if the best survivor plays on Thursday night and you haven't used them, you might as well lock them in because this is one of those weeks where you're either taking a road favorite like the Ravens in their own division, where I just told you 3 out of the last 5 times there, they've lost. I always think Cleveland plays them tough. I can't see them losing this Sunday, though.
They do play them tough. But again, I see Draymond Green made a look. Now we got a Draymond.
Yeah.
I like both of them. Anyway, when they do the historical look backs on these things, the history of the – I just don't put any credence into that because they're all different people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many people have changed. If it's 3 on each roster, that's a lot. So it's different people altogether.
That's like the Indiana coach when they said, hey, Indiana's never won in Penn State. This Indiana team's never played there.
It's not the same people.
That's what I get into with people. It's like, you know, the last 18 games these teams have played on a neutral site. This, what?
Yeah.
What is that? That was from the 40s. What does that
That's exactly my point. Yes. If they don't play each other twice a year, like in the division in the NFL, they may not have played in 27 years. It's like, so?
I got a sample size. Yeah, it's from 50 years ago.
I mean, the tailback is being fed in some nursing home right now. It's like, what are you talking about?
All right, let's go out to the phone lines. We'll go to DJ Voice in Baltimore. Excuse me, DJ Voice, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to try to make this quick. I got an issue. It's good there's only one thing, but that one play where they sent, like, Pat Ricard and put him on the line, that scares me. I'm just hoping like they won't do that again because like he got like totally pushed over.
You talking about from a couple weeks ago?
It was the last game.
Oh, this last game he got pushed over again. I saw it when it happened. When he first came back, he got bowled over.
Yeah,
in the Miami game.
No, I mean when they sent him like out on as a lineman, and he got. I just don't like him in there for those kind of packages. The other thing is, real quick, I only got to hear having a show yesterday morning. Buffalo Zoe call in yet?
Yeah, he called in.
Yeah, he's called in. Yeah.
He called in. He said he only hears from you when you win or when he loses. He said he still loves you, though.
Yeah, it's all good. I was about to ask Ed to get, you know, get one of his contacts to put an APB out on him. But yeah, man, I'm going to sit back and listen. Y'all have a good one, man.
Good day. By the way, do you hear, like, he sounds almost identical to Buffalo Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's very similar.
I listen to voices and try to pick up the cadence in it, and they have a very similar sound.
You only do it because you want to make fun of people.
That's true, but... No, imitation is the largest
form of flattery.
Is it?
Sincerest form of flattery.
Sincerest, that's the word, not the largest.
Yeah, that's two words you learned today. Altruism and sincere.
Largest, too. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore.
Speaking of which, did you see what Khalil got?
Oh, hold on one second. Who got?
What's his name? The Khalil, the girlfriend out of the size of his junk.
Oh, yeah. What did he get?
He got offered $300,000 for something.
Oh, the show. Oh, yeah. God. Anyway, Trippy, hello.
Yeah, I'm about to say I was talking. Ed kept talking. My bad. I didn't want to cut the old, you know, the fella off.
The old.
But,
I hope you're going to say old. I hope you're going to say OG, not old.
Old man.
Oh, my bad. The OG. My bad. Shout out to the Terps soccer team, man. They play tonight, man. Make sure y'all go support them guys, what man.
You got an endorsement with them? Did you pay some NIL money or something?
You know,
hey, man, I'm trying to get some free tickets, Jeremy. Man, I just hope the AD or the coach listening, man. You know.
Well, I tell you, I love that. I've had Sasha Ostrovsky on this show. I had him on for years. He's an amazing coach.
Really?
Yeah. He really is. He's an amazing soccer coach. I used to have him in the studio all the time. But go ahead, Trippy.
No, man. But to the Orioles, the Ravens, right? I'm going to be honest with you, right? The only thing that bothers me is this offensive line. They trash. Because I think, I don't know if it was one of y'all made a good point, right? Or it might have been Ken or somebody. I don't know who it was. But anyway, like, imagine, it's 1st and 10, right? We get 5 yards, and then it's like we go backwards. Instead of it being like 1st down, it's always like 3rd and 5, maybe 3rd and whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to work on that. And this is my thing, right? All these Raven players, right? Let me be honest with you, right? You got the parents and stuff all on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They got so much to say. But why? Where's Falele people at? Where's Voorhees at? Like, I'm just being real with you. Every week, I see fans breaking down plays. They on their ass. Like, come on, man. So guess what, y'all? I can't wait to see the O-line coach, man. I'm going to get his ass every day and see if they play better. I'm sorry, because that's why I'm for the people, man. And I want to see this team turn it around. It's sad we get Lamar Jackson back. And, I mean, I'll be sitting here like, Dad, throw the ball to Lamar back. At the same time, he can't throw the ball because ain't nobody passing. And second of all, let me get back to this man. And Joe, I don't want you to say, oh, Marlon Humphrey lives French-free.
Oh, did you just hang up on him?
Oh, you about to hang
up? No, he potted you down. Okay. I was like, oh, he going to think I did it.
No, I got you. But look, this is what I wanted to say about Marlon, man. Bro, we don't care about no finger surgery. Listen, a caller that calls into the show said, I ain't going to say what he said, but he said, man, Ronnie Lott, hear me out. I know some of the Raven players in the press going to be like, well, Trippy, that was years ago. I don't care, man. That man had a broken hand. He amputated his joint, played with it out, and still went out there to ball. Bro, wrap it up, bro, and go out there. Even Kobe Bryant played with broken hand, fingers and stuff, and he still went out there and put out buckets, bro. Now, if you serious, Marlon, stay your ass off that podcast and lock in so we get on this Super Bowl run. Hello, you Hello. And Kyle Van Noy, because I'm sick of the podcast. It's boring. Hello?
I've never listened. Go ahead, finish. We got to run.
All right, I'm gone, y'all. All right.
See you, by the way, there's a couple things to point out real quick.
Yeah.
Trippy is so funny, by the way, getting in the offensive line coach's ass because yes. He's not, I think Daniel Falele's people are in Australia, by the way. So maybe you're not hearing from him that often, but he isn't, I don't know if you're privy to this, Ed. And I just learned that word today too. A lot of the new Ravens players, their parents, I mean, they're all on social media. And so they interact with these fans and even guys that cover the team, and I've seen their parents going after him almost like it's an AAU game and their kid didn't play.
Yeah.
Like, the hell are you doing, huh? Paying all this money and my kid can't get in the game? Like, it's unbelievable to see what goes on social media. And by the way, I mean, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, it is a cesspool.
It's a sewer. There's, it really is.
It's just,
he gets on Marlon Humphrey for being too loud on social media, and then he tells Andrew Voorhees and Daniel Falele to get on social media
so we can yell at him.
And also, Ronnie Lott cut off his finger to play in the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to get to. He made it seem like Ronnie Lott had his hand amputated on the sideline.
He cauterized
the tip of his pinky off.
Yeah. He cut,
because that's not a lot, but I mean, they did. They didn't amputate his whole finger. They cut the tip off.
Yeah. It was the tip of the finger, and they were telling him because of what, the nerve endings and everything else, like he was going to have surgery and you couldn't play. He's like, it's my pinky. Just cut the damn thing off. So if you go look at his hand, he doesn't have a nail on that finger anymore. This is. Yeah, I mean, look, that's a tough son of a... I don't expect everybody to do that.
No.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, Ronnie Lott's a different breed, and that's why he's one of the best safeties that ever played this game. So, all right, more coming up here. We're going to talk some more Ravens and some more not Ravens. Jaire Alexander, we'll talk about him at 6:45. If you missed the latest, he has stepped away from the Eagles. What is going on there? Mm. And lastly, someone actually asked me about this last night, and I'll get into it. Justin Tucker's suspension is over. Do you think he gets a job before the end of the season? I'll tell you what I think. We'll get your thoughts on it, Ed. And Joe, you can, you know what, we don't need Joe. No, Joe, you chime in too.
I'm going to cut off the tip of my finger.
The tip of your finger?
There's something else.
Yeah, and can't afford to lose
just
anything.
The tip.
Just the tip.
All right, we're getting out of here. We'll be back, 410-583-1057. Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. Joe, you should have played Foo Fighters, There Goes My Hero, as Charlie walks in because he fixed all of my stuff. I've got... phone screener, my camera works. Everybody can see this mug of mine.
Charlie can hear you now. He's in the studio.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks. All right. We were talking about Justin Tucker, and actually, as I was speaking to this Ravens group last night, it was brought up. It was one of the questions. Do you think he gets picked up? Yes.
100%.
Did you look at what's going on in Atlanta?
100%.
Atlanta gets rid of Young Wei Koo after the mistakes in week one. They pick up the guy the Patriots cut. He has 5 field goals in the first game that he plays, and he doesn't even know his teammates' names. Now they go to New England later on, and he gets to face the team that cut him, and he misses an extra point that would have tied the game to send it to overtime. So, and then they fire him and pick up another kicker. Yes, teams are desperate for it, and if he can kick, and he's past this, because like there are a lot of fan bases that keep going, hey guys, before you say anything, hear me out. He served a suspension. We don't know what went on. I don't think he's done in the NFL. I think he is definitely done in Baltimore.
But not done around the league.
But I mean, I'm saying done in Baltimore is like, is there a point in time where he comes back to the team later on down the road? Like, you know what I mean?
To play or just to be part of
the team? No. Like,
yes.
He was going to be in the Ring of Honor. Do they put him in the Ring of Honor now?
That'll be tough. But I think
that's a
tough one. I mean, but I think if time goes by and this is healed, because what he's, I'm not justifying it. I hate to even say that. Just listen, hear me out. He didn't beat up women. He wasn't raping women. He wasn't even doing what Deshaun Watson did, like inappropriately touching them. Or this was just a weird thing that he was doing. And like they never complained until it was outed. I just think it's a degree down. It's not appropriate by any stretch. But I mean, I could see them bringing him back a little bit.
It's frowned upon masturbating in a massage airplane parlor establishment. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Yeah, it's his fault. Jerk. No. But again, like knowing this, yes, of course somebody's going to go after him. I mean, look, Leonard Little had 12 and a half sacks. I don't know if people know this. He got behind the wheel of his car and he killed a woman.
Yeah.
You know what happened? They invited him back the next year. The judge gave him like the little slap on the wrist. And you know what he did? Got caught drinking and driving again.
Yeah.
You know, like there's... that guy killed someone, and he got to play in the league again. You know why? Because he could get 12 and a half sacks. And when he wasn't talented anymore, those guys get, here's a new word for you, expurgated. If Ray Rice was averaging 5 yards a carry, I got news for you. He would still be playing after that incident 100%. Happened. But the sad part was he was averaging what, like 2.8?
2.9. Yeah.
So I do think somebody kicks the tires on Tucker and sees what's left.
Especially a kicker.
What? Yeah.
I mean, you need somebody... You know, you're in the playoffs, you're going to the postseason, your kicker got hurt, it's having a bad year, whatever. You're not going to pick him up?
The greatest kicker in the history of the league? Yeah. And I know that's probably going to change in years to come now with...
kicking ball.
Oh, geez, the damn kicking ball adding 7-8 yards on every kick. This is one of the things that I brought up last night, too. It's like, literally, if you kick the ball off and you get your 35-yard touchback, right? You get to the 35-yard line, you throw one pass over the middle... 3 incomplete passes here. We're trotting out the kicker to try a 64-yarder.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, it's been going on.
It's ridiculous.
now for a while that we've seen, especially this year. Go look at how many kicks over 60 yards have been attempted this year. Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing to bet you that it's probably more than it's been attempted in the past 5 to 6 years combined. We're only halfway through the season.
That's in the history of the game.
It's unreal.
Because think about it. They weren't kicking 60 yarders routinely. Very, very, very. I remember when I was a young lad, a 50 yarder was like, like Jan Stenerud would be trying a 50-yarder because he was the kicker in the NFL. We played for the Chiefs. Nobody's kicking 50-yarders then, the 70s. Mm-hmm. Now, then, so every year they got better, and then you get guys now like, you know, Justin Tucker, who can kick 65-yarders routinely.
And now they juice the football.
Now they juice the football. So now I would guarantee there's more 60-yard-plus, you know, field goals attempted now than in the history of the NFL.
Like, teams are not even batting an eye trying almost 70-yard field goals.
No, they just trot them out.
Yeah, hey. You guys are going to try that at the half because if he misses, no big... No, no, no. It's the third quarter. We think he can get it.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, there's... I'm just shocked at what we're seeing, and they're just going to continue to get better and better.
But and this goes hand in hand with the conversation with the kickoff rule, though. I'm so angry at them for doing this. They screw it up every year, in my opinion. If you don't want kickoffs, don't have kickoffs.
I hate them.
But stop doing this. This one is so stupid.
Well, it was like, hey, we're protecting the players, so we're just not going to have the kickoffs anymore. We'll put the ball here, right?
Right.
Or we'll make it easy just to kick touchbacks.
Yeah.
And then Bill Belichick goes, well, what if I just kick it really high? We have a chance to get down there and get them before, you know, the line that they would have to gain to get a touchback, essentially. Because remember, it used to be the 20-yard line. Yeah. Then the 25. Now all of a sudden it's the 35. Why?
Yeah.
Why? And I'm an offensive guy.
Right.
I love offense, but you're making it too easy for them.
It is too easy. It's way too easy. As you said, you know, the 35-yard line, that's like, that would be a great return in the past.
You know, they talked, one of the things that they had brought up when they were talking overtime rules with the NFL was going to the college format. And they were like, well, if you go to the college format and you start the 25-yard line, these kickers are going to make it's 10 yards longer than their extra points.
Right.
They're going to make a 43, 44-yard field goal right off the bat if they don't pick up any yards. So, no, you can't start him at the 25. Now, in college, it's a little bit dicier, right, if the kicker's going to make a 45-yard field goal. We've seen some guys, it's like, I don't even want to trot him out for extra points.
Right.
You know? So, it's frustrating to look at it, the rule changes and everything that they've done. But this isn't just football. It's happened in basketball. Like, when I argue with people about the NBA, and I said, if Larry Bird played today, he would average a triple-double every single year. You can't put your hands on anybody, really.
Yeah, right.
So, like, now you could hand check. Derek Harper wouldn't even be able to play in this league. He was the king of the hand check. No matter where you went, he had his hand on your damn hip. It's like you have to look at what they're doing in these leagues.
Did Charles Oakley play today?
Oh, God. Some of these guys just couldn't play today.
No.
Because, people talk about, I don't know if this guy could play back then. And that there may be some truth to that. But because of the rule enforcements, if you're any type of defensive player, you ain't playing today.
Mm-mm.
You can't. You're handcuffed the entire time. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to talk some more Ravens. We'll get into Jaire Alexander. I do want to get to some of these phone calls. Mike and Bel Air, Antonio and Rosedale will get to you. And 410-583-1057 if you want to chime in. But Jaire Alexander is going to step away from football. You think the Ravens made the right decision in trading him? I think you'd have to after this. But what's going on with him? We discuss that next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Do you think they were dead wrong, Joe? In trading Jair Alexander? Everybody was like, where was that coming from? And then now the latest is Jair stepping away from football.
Yeah.
I've had so many people ask me, like, why would they trade Alexander? Well, he wasn't playing.
It was a healthy scratch. And that's, it wasn't like he was injured. It was a healthy scratch.
And I was wondering, when they said he was a healthy scratch, is he healthy and could play, but he's not 100%, so you don't want him to? Like, is that what it was? Or is it just, hey, man, we ain't seeing it in practice.
Right.
It ain't translating onto the field. What do you want to do? Because he didn't even get a chance to do anything with Philadelphia before he went, yeah, this ain't for me.
I'm done, yeah.
It's weird. I don't know if it's mental health stuff or what, like something going on.
I don't know.
So
I be honest with you, that's the first place my mind went. He's suffering from some kind of mental health issue. Maybe he's depressed, something wrong. You know, this, as you know, better than most, it's a very debilitating, serious thing. And like, you can't make fun of it. It's a real thing. And I wonder if that's what it was. Could it affect his playing? Look, I'm convinced Tucker wasn't kicking because of all the stuff he knew in the background was coming out. That weighs on your mind. That's a lot. It's a heavy bag to carry, man.
I'm about 1,000% positive that's what happened.
Yeah, me too.
And not even, like, again, talking about this stuff that went on with Tucker and knowing what's happening and wanting the story to come out and not being able to say any of this stuff. And as I've told people, like, I have never had a bad experience with Justin Tucker, but I've never also given him a massage either. So I don't
that's
know how
true.
That goes.
Yeah.
I mean, is he still in town?
And that's a little surprising.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried. Yeah. Do you think Billy Cundiff wasn't happy here? The softest hands this side of the Mississippi.
He really does.
Yeah, I do have this. My buddy and I fight over who has the softest hands. He says he does.
It's a life of avoiding manual labor.
Yep. Never worked a hard day. The hard working life. Yeah. Let's go out to the phone lines. Kevin in Ellicott City wants to talk about Jair. Kevin, what's up, bud?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Top morning.
Nah, man. Real quick, big win for the Caps last night, Ed. That was a great
It was a big
there,
win. Did you see that big brawl?
Oh, yeah. And then Ovi with the fourth goal at the end.
Yeah.
At the open netter.
Yep.
Awesome. But Jair, fellas, I mean, I'm wishing the best for the man. I've struggled with some mental illness stuff, too, when I was going through all that mouth surgery. And it's just debilitating, like you said. And, you know, I think we gave him a chance. Maybe just because of that stuff, it wasn't correlating. And unfortunately, the NFL is such a quick-moving, you know, sport. Dude, we can't keep holding on to him. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and he was a cheap guy. He was a cheap experiment. Didn't cost the Ravens much, and you know, it didn't hurt him when he left. So it was fine for everybody.
Yeah, I kind of feel like too with just, you know, looking at Jair, it's. For people that haven't gone through any mental health issues, and I'm happy for you because it's miserable. And I'm not even saying that's what he's going through, but for somebody that loved this game, clearly wanted to come here and play, things didn't work out. Maybe he can't even figure it out. Like, okay, why is this not working for me? I'm healthy.
Yeah.
Sports are so weird because sometimes when you hit the wall, and it's so unexpected. Like I had people asking me, do you think Derrick Henry has kind of hit the wall or he's starting to? And I'm going, I don't see it, and a lot of that has to do with some of his goal line carries and not punching it in like we're accustomed to down there. But I also want to tell you, you had a stretch of games without Lamar Jackson back there. Mm-hmm. You afraid of any of those guys throwing passes that behind him? Cooper Pass, Joe? No Cooper Pass.
Well, I don't want to get into Henry too much, but first of all, our offensive line is playing poorly. Poorly.
Thanks, Kev.
They are. I mean, they just really are. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not just Kemi Cusick really breaks it down. I mean, people get Fs and Ds and C was the best grade. They were terrible. But you see it. If you notice offensive linemen on television and they can't pass the eye test, They're bad.
By the way, Ken...
Getting pushed around. Like, they're bad.
Ken McCusick's grades for Sunday had two players getting an F, and one of them wasn't Filele.
No.
So that'll let you know just how things went on the offensive line.
Yeah, bad. It's been bad. And that's why... Because even when Derrick Henry was with the Titans, he was never really a force up the middle. He was never an A-gap runner. He was good... But he was best off tackle. Once he got three steps in, forget it. You're not taking him down. He's gone.
No, and again, he's not. So when you look at a guy like Keaton Mitchell, we were joking about it last night. Like he can make you miss in a phone booth, right? He's hard to tackle in a phone booth, meaning he just has so many moves that it's tough. Derrick Henry's not that guy. He can run you over, but the thing that's so impressive about him is at his size, how fast he is.
Yes, but he's a very big man. It's like the only thing I could equate it to is like a motorcycle and is at a red light with a Ferrari. Motorcycle's still going to win off the line because it doesn't weigh 4,000 pounds. It weighs 800 pounds if it's a big one. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're going to get a quick stop, and then the other Ferrari's going to overtake. It's just that's the way it's going to be with Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. He's big. It takes him more than a step. He's not a 180-pound running back.
You got to get him running downhill.
Yes, you do.
And that's why I was telling somebody, I think he's perfect for this offense because he's got to make a decision and go. And when he does that, he's not one dancing in the backfield typically. I mean, you might see him go up to the line and look and then break it outside, but I don't think he's hitting the wall yet. You've seen some signs of just getting older, but it's going to happen to any running back. I mean, usually they say when you hit 30, it's a death sentence.
Sometimes, everybody points to that, yes. But
not the case for everyone. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All good. Right.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Hey,
buddy.
How much would losing Marlon Humphrey to injury hurt the Ravens secondary? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obviously going to hurt because I feel like when you look at the Ravens, the one thing you can't afford to have anymore are injuries, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen so many injuries happen. I do think you have some decent depth at the cornerback position, but what have we talked about? We don't know what the pass rush is going to look like, and I think you can ill afford to lose cornerbacks or pass rushers at this point in time.
Yes. I got to say, though, with the addition of Draymond, and I'm not, he didn't get put anybody on the turf, but he did have a lot of pressures.
Yeah.
He's the best pass rusher we have right now. Let me change that. Kyle Hamilton is the best pass rusher we have right now, and I'm not joking.
That should be the one.
But he's not an edge rusher, but he is. He's the best pass rusher we have. But I think he's going to make a difference, and I think you're going to see a better pass rush, which will make a difference in this game. But Marlon Hurts, I don't know how bad the finger injury is.
No, Jalen Hurts, Marlon Humphrey.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. I know that was stupid, but I had to say it. I couldn't even stop myself.
I forgive you. You can't help yourself.
You know when you say something and it's not even remotely funny, you're going, maybe it's just me.
That was a Shane Gillis. Like,
I don't know if I want to go that route. All right. Coming up, hour number two. We're going to talk some Maryland. We got football, basketball, shovels, some hockey with Ed. It's a potpourri of sports. But up next, Maryland AD Jim Smith was noncommittal when talking about Locksley job status for 2026. Do you think we're seeing the end of the Locksley era? Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.